Hi, I'm Marian McPartlin. My guest today on Piano Jazz is John Faddis, whose trumpet playing is just about the best there is anywhere, not to mention all his other accomplishments, teaching, composing, conducting, recording, and on, but his horn playing is truly amazing, as you will hear shortly. John, it's great to have you, and you've brought this wonderful bassist, John Lee, who was with Dizzy Gillespie for the last 10 years of his life.
Yeah.
And it's great to see you.
Well, it's great to see you again, and thank you for having us.
Well, now, I can't keep up with you because I don't know what's happening lately. Are you playing gigs with your group?
I'm playing gigs and traveling quite a bit. I'm teaching, like you mentioned. I'm trying to write some new music and doing all those things that Dizzy tried to get me to do years ago.
Dizzy was a great influence on you, wasn't he?
In many, many ways, not just musically, but on a very personal level as well. And, you know, he was always willing to share his experiences and knowledge about music and life, no matter how tired he was. He, if you asked him a question about music or something, he would sit down and talk to you for hours.
Well, you met him when you were just a kid, didn't you?
I first met Dizzy when I was 12 years old, but I was too shy to say anything. So I told myself, John, the next time you meet Dizzy, you got to talk to him. And that next time happened 3 years later when I was 15, and I met him at the Monterey Jazz Festival, and I'd taken all of my Dizzy Gillespie records there, hoping that he would autograph them. And we met him, and he sat down on the grass in the fairground, and he said, I don't remember this record. And I said, yeah, that's the one where your solo goes like this. And I'd start singing his solo to him.
Oh, my
and
God.
He looked at me like I was totally nuts. And a couple of weeks later, he was playing at the jazz workshop, and my mother took me over, and I took my horn. And he let me sit in. And I was so nervous. The room was spinning around. And, oh, scared me. Because that was truly my hero.
And always has been.
Yes. Well, since I was about 10 years old. And my trumpet teacher, Bill Catalano, introduced me to Dizzy Gillespie's music by saying, Dizzy Gillespie is the greatest trumpet player in the world. And I told myself, well, if he's the greatest, you know, that's what I want to sound like.
And you do. You do. And you play a lot of his tunes, and I think that would be a good way to start the show if we play one of his tunes.
Well, what I have in mind is not actually one of his tunes, but one written by a colleague of Dizzy's, Tad Dameron. And it's a bebop tune based on the standard, What Is This Thing Called Love? And the name of this song is Hot House.
Wonderful. Let's do it.
A 1, 2, 3.
It's funny, you know, that reminds me of being in Paris, Charles Delaunay's place, during the war, I guess. And he played that record of Dizzy playing at 2:09, the faintest idea of what they were doing. It was so amazing to me to hear that. I'd never heard anything like that before.
Well, it had been, a pretty big leap stylistically from what had gone on before it. And I remember talking with Thad Jones one time, and he said he heard this, you know, he was in the services, and he was overseas, and when he heard, you know, Diz and Bird on the radio, he just started laughing and dancing around the room. He couldn't believe what he had just heard. And I think it had that effect on, you know, many people.
Well, I was thrilled to hear that, believe me. And I couldn't wait to meet Dizzy, which happened a long time later.
The first time I played with Dizzy, the room was spinning around. I mean, I remember everything just spinning. I was so nervous. And then after that, you know, I was really...
You were cool then with Lionel.
Yeah, but I was excited because, you know, Lionel Hampton was one of my heroes. And he sent for me a couple of weeks later to join him in Dallas, Texas. And I went and joined the band and came to New York.
You were still really a kid, like what, 19 maybe?
I had just turned 18.
Wow.
And then I got a chance to... Lionel did a TV show in Toronto. And on this TV show, he had people like Roy Eldridge, B.B. King, Cat Anderson, Ernie Royal, Zoot Sims, Buddy Rich, Mel Torme. I got a chance to meet all these people, and I was just in heaven.
Well, before I hear any more of this amazing saga of your life, let's do another tune.
Well, how about one of my favorite tunes? It's a Lee Morgan composition, and it's called Ciora.
That is a beautiful tune. Let's do that.
Sounds good. A one, a two, a one, two, a one, two.
You know, that really is a beautiful tune, and somehow it doesn't get played as much as it should. I don't know why.
I don't either, but I'm glad we had the opportunity to play it together, Mary.
Me too, and I will remember to play it with my own group once in a while, because there's so many pretty tunes around, and sometimes I seem to wind up with the same 10 tunes, and yet I know lots of tunes.
Marian, I've heard you in concert. And I have to toot your horn because you are one of the most amazingly open-minded musicians I know, because you are playing, you know, standards from way back, but you also play things from Ornette Coleman and things. You're amazing, Mary.
Enough about me. I could go on rambling about that tune anyway. You know what would be really fun to hear? I'm being selfish because I want to hear it, and that's something you would do with John, and I'll go and listen. Have you got such a thing lined up?
Yes. One of the most beautiful tunes that Dizzy wrote, and it's also one of those tunes that is not done enough, but it's a tune that he wrote for the late, as Dizzy used to say, the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and it's called The Brother K. And it was first recorded under the title Exotica.
By Dizzy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But then he used to hang out with Dr. King down in Atlanta, and they would go out for soul food, and he dedicated this tune to him. It's a gorgeous tune, Brother K.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. Thank you. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio.